you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And, of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe. So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
What's up, everyone? Listen, I have to give a special shout out to our additional listeners that's not plugged into our promo. We have not forgotten about you. So I want to send a special shout out to the Philippines, Mexico, Norway, Jamaica, Netherlands, Nigeria, Bermuda, Mongolia, Trinidad and Tobago, Pakistan, Lebanon, Finland, Romania, Austria, Antigua, and Barbuda. Thank you so much for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk, and make sure you subscribe. Now let's get into this episode.
Now before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others, so listen at your own risk.
What up, what up, what up, what up? It's your girl, Mitra, and your girl, Tanisha Javon. We have a special guest with us tonight. Harlem Q is in the building. How you feeling on this night?
I am feeling really good. I'm focused. Things in the works. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be blessing and be a blessing to others. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Okay, so our topic tonight is going to be, does a woman really need a male's perspective? Did I hit?
I know.
You sound like you got something to say.
He does.
Listen, 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 ladies. Listen, listen, listen. I know I'm all about woman empowerment. I'm all about, you know, you guys know what's best for yourselves. Pro-life versus, Roe versus Wade. I mean, I understand you guys know what to do with your own bodies and minds and so forth like that. But I'm saying, and to be all real, keep it 100, having a male perspective on certain things will help your relationship, will help your engagement run a lot more smoother and together. That's what I'm saying.
Say something, Harlem Q.
Huh?
I 100% agree with you.
Like, I agree too.
I'm not a one-sided person. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I'm dealing with a situation, a problem, anything, I want perspective from everybody. I want a male perspective. I want a gay male's perspective. I want a lesbian woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. I want my mama's perspective. I want everybody's input, and then I'm going to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
What I need to do. So yeah, I really think that I 100% agree with you. T, what you thinking?
Yeah, I agree too. I feel like having a, especially when it comes to like dating men as a woman, I feel it's very helpful from a male's perspective when it comes to situations like that as well.
It's very imperative.
Even raising male children, mm-hmm. I feel like it's always good to get a male's perspective on
and with
that as well.
Well, too.
Now, do you guys feel like it's the type of man of the perspective that you want? All right, so what I'm saying is that, okay, you have your alpha males, you know, You have your alpha Christian males, you know, if you're in the religion, you know, and so to speak, or is just a male perspective? Do you have any like qualities or guidance on a type of male perspective that you would like to have?
Now he got to have his head on straight now. He can't be coming with me no, with no crazy stuff. You know, it all depends on the situation, I think. I think you have to approach every situation differently. Will I listen to an alpha male's perspective? Absolutely. Will I walk away with my own opinion? Absolutely. Your perspective is just like your opinion. Everybody has one. So I feel like I would take from each idea or each person's thoughts and then come up with my own conclusion, because I think sometimes it's good to get it from different types of people. But you're not going to come at me with no rah-rah stuff that doesn't have any support. Like, you can't come to me telling me stuff that is just absurd and has no factual background behind it whatsoever and think that I'm going to follow you because I'm not, or believe what you're saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. To me, regardless if it could be a general male, but as long as his advice makes sense, you know, it has some wisdom in it, I'm okay with, you know, following, because I feel like just because they may not be religious doesn't mean they can't give great advice.
Absolutely.
Yes. I think that, you know, a lot of people get the misconception that even people who've been through some stuff, like men who've been incarcerated, and know about the institution mentally, you know, physically, you're institutionalized in that type of environment, that you cannot, you know what I'm saying, give good advice on, you know, certain things. I think that, you know, if that person, that male, comes out and say, hey, you know what, let me talk to these young men about, you know, the reasons why they shouldn't be doing certain things or going in that path, you know. Now, it's kind of hard to ask somebody who's been, you know, in a facility, a jail facility, or incarcerated, you know, about trust and depending on what the crime is, you know, how do you guys feel about that? You know what I'm saying, on certain conversations or guidance from somebody who's been incarcerated or has been?
Me personally, we all have a past, and some people just ain't got some people ain't got caught to get locked up.
Hello. Okay.
But, you know, and the thing is that we have this, it's when people are caught and they go to jail, it's like now they got this blueprint and all people see is jail. They don't really see the person or even try to get to know the person, because all they see is that this person went to jail. And I
think what Tanisha is trying to say is that she's willing to take advice from someone that has evolved from incarceration. But if you come out with the same mindset that you went in, of course I'm not taking any advice from you or letting you speak to the young folk to try to give advice. But if you have evolved and you've made changes and you've learned a skilled trade, or you've come out and you've educated yourself and you're a better person coming out, absolutely. But if you're coming out the same way you went in, absolutely not.
Thank you, Peter.
Get up right back there.
Because I've been drinking. I couldn't get my words out.
I respect that. But that also leads me to know that you ladies are looking for time-tested males, meaning that you have to see if the evolving over a certain period of time before you can actually let your guard down and let them be the person who can guide, not even just you, but the young folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you don't want to single them out, because people who've, you know, been incarcerated can really teach you a lot. They can teach you what not to do to get locked up, you know? And sometimes, like, by them, you know, in jail, they have time to, like, really work on themselves.
And educate themselves.
Yeah.
So I have never been to jail. I've never been incarcerated. But I do know that there is, you do come out with a type of survival instinct as well. So,
yes.
So
absolutely.
I mean, that's a lifelong lesson right there. Because a lot of people are not just, so growing up, I think I was brought up, well, not I think, I know I was brought up off of love, but some people are brought up solely off of survival and that's all they know.
Yeah.
So with me, it would be a little bit different because I'm coming at you with love versus survival versus someone with survival. They don't care who they hurt. They just surviving. They just out here trying to make it. You feel me?
That is very true.
That's his life circumstances.
Yeah.
And everyone has, like you said, I can't remember if it was Tanisha or Mitra, but said that, you know, the path that you came through, your life path that you came through, it's basically, you know, you was dealt that hand and how you're going to do, you know, moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. I think that, you know, I've never been incarcerated, but, you know, the people I grew up in my environment from the projects all the way up, you know, so I know a lot of the goons from way back then. But I have a question.
Okay.
So In that essence, what about those guys? Still on the same topic of Mel's perspective, how you feel about guys who have hidden agendas on why they are given certain guidance or certain, you know, conversations about what you should do and so forth when they hold hidden agenda is to get with you. You know what I'm saying?
I have an issue with that because my whole thing is that if you're going to give advice, give it freely and give it genuinely. Don't give it with the intention of getting something in return, which is me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to tell you how I have weeded those out. I listen to maybe a fourth of what a person says. I look at their actions, and if their actions do not match up with what they're saying, bullshit, peace. I'm not dealing with it, period. Yep. Just be clear and say, hey, this is what, look, hey, I'm interested in you. You know, I don't know if you're looking. I think you're very attractive. I love the way you do business. However, but I'm interested in you personally. I respect that more than someone saying, hey, I want to do a business lunch with you. And then when you get me to the business lunch, you saying, I just got to be honest with you now. I really have no intentions on business with you. I just want to get you out on a date.
Right.
That's crazy to me.
It is. So what about you, Harlem Q? How would you feel about someone using something as bait to get to you?
I think the thing is, we don't know. We don't know what people's objectives are, what their hidden agenda are.
Absolutely.
Until you're in the thick of things. Now, it's a blessing to try to catch it in the beginning when you can try to see how people move. You know what I'm saying? And people can vibe off of fakeness, right?
Right.
So you kind of can see it, but you just don't know. And if you're dating someone, it may not be until the fourth or fifth date, you know what I'm saying, before you start, your eyes start opening. And now women, I was told that women can read, to be frank, they can read bullshit a mile away. You know what I'm saying? Is when they want to deal with the bullshit, depending on if the guy looks good or, you know, his physique and stuff like that. They're like, I can deal with it because he looks good. But if like you said, if children are involved, then it's a dangerous game to play.
Right.
And to your point, Harlem Q, I really feel like, I think women, like you said, women can see the bullshit. It's just, am I willing to tolerate it?
Yeah.
And two, some people are really good manipulators. Some people are really good actors. So sometimes it's not a year into the relationship, or maybe 2 years into the relationship, before you realize, hey, this person is running around circles around me, and they have no intentions on growing. They just wasting my time.
Yep. So, if you really pay attention to people, you will see, because people lie, but patterns don't.
Absolutely. And actions don't either. So if someone is saying, hey, I love you so much, I want to be with you every day, like I want to spend the rest of my life with you, and I only see you once a month, that's a problem.
Yep. You are telling me you don't.
Absolutely.
With your actions.
I wish I could.
People will tell you a lot. That's one thing that I have learned. Talk is cheap. You know, you got to walk that talk. You could tell me all day till you blue in the face that you love me, but if you don't show it, you don't love me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Love the action word.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like a person sitting up here saying, you know what, I would love to be a millionaire, but they can't ever get their ass out the house and go get a damn job.
Hello. Or can't get up early in the morning to get to the job that they have. Yeah, we know you would love to be a millionaire. Are you willing to do what it takes to become a millionaire? No.
Nope. Okay. Preach.
That is so true. So talk is cheap.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
So since everything that you said, anything goes, right? Anything, you can talk about anything, right?
Go for it.
So Tanisha or Amitra, are you guys in relationships already?
Yeah, I've been married for some
for half her life.
12 years. I've been married for 12 years. I've been together with my husband for 16 years. So yeah.
Half her life.
So. Awesome. Beautiful. That's what's up, man. So could y'all give advice? Like, so Mitchell, would you be able to give advice on marriage and how to sustain marriage? Or Tanisha, could you give advice to young people about how to pursue or court a relationship, or to tell them focus on you first and your career, blah, 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 before you jump into a relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. Mitch, you want to go first or you want me?
I'll take this first.
Okay.
I think marriage is different for everybody. I can say that during my marriage, I have grown a lot. My temper is not as quick as it used to be. I've listened more. And listen to understand versus listening to respond. I think a lot of people, they don't listen to understand. They just want to respond. They want to get their point out. But sometimes it's okay to listen to your mate or listen to somebody at work. It's okay to listen. You don't always have to have a comeback, you know, and you're not always right. And I think I came into the marriage thinking that I'm. And there's a quote, happy wife, happy life. No, everybody deserves to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will say for women who are single, this is what I have learned. Sometimes we would tend to put all our focus in somebody else, and we always neglect ourselves. Mm. It's like the moment we see this guy, oh my gosh, the emotion is so strong. He's doing this, he's doing that. It feels so great. It feels good. We in puppy love stage. And it's like the moment he be like, come over, blah, 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 blah. It's like you just drop everything that you're doing. Don't even care what the hell it is, just to go and cater. Yeah. Am I saying there's anything wrong with that? I'm not saying that anything is wrong with that, but something is wrong with that when you're neglecting yourself. And I have friends who still do that to this day, to where they put that guy before whatever they got going on, and they wondering why they still struggling, or they wonder why they still unhappy, or they wonder why they still miserable, or they wonder why they still in the same situation. And I know putting yourself first is so easy said than done, but practice makes perfect. You got to start some freaking where.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. It's like, and then sometimes when you're in the dating pool, when you're dating different types of guys, they will teach you. They will put you on game if you pay
attention. Okay, talk about it.
And so it's like when you really pay attention, you will learn what you like and what you don't like and things like that. And then it's like when it doesn't work out with him, it's like, okay, I know what I didn't like, but this is what I do like. And then you focus on the things that you like and you don't put up with the bullshit. And that's another thing. It's like we tolerate too much. The thing is that what I've learned with certain women where they make a mistake, they'll sit up there and tell a guy the type of person that they are not. Like, prime example, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's
okay, go ahead.
So there are some women who will sit up there and say, oh, I don't have sex. I'm waiting till I have sex when I get married, but then yeah, and still he talking the draws off.
You bust.
So the thing is that say what you mean and mean what you say. If you tell him in the beginning you don't tolerate bullshit, don't tolerate the bullshit.
Hello.
Make your cutoff game need to be strong because you got to learn how to teach people how to treat you.
Absolutely.
You allowing this guy to do whatever he needs to do, then apparently he know you don't love yourself because you let him teach you, treat you any kind of way.
Absolutely.
So it gets to that point to where I feel like when you stop, when you actually like really start learning yourself, learning from your mistakes. Here's another thing. When people always point the finger, but they never look at themselves.
Hello, speak on it, sister.
So it's like, it gets to that point to where you got to start looking.
Owning your shit.
Exactly. The relationships that I was in, I always evaluated myself to see what I could have done better. Mm. And did I blame myself? No, I didn't. Because I knew what they did wrong. But I was like, okay, what did I do? I may not have cheated, but what did I do? What part did I play? You know what I'm saying? And then it kind of like teaches you. Like Mitra said, she had to learn how to, you know, be quiet. I had to learn how to stop talking and listen. I had to learn it, you know, and I had to learn how to be a little bit patient because, you know, any little thing that a guy would do would make me want to cut his ass off. So it's like, I had to learn, okay, you know, some things you shouldn't make a deal breaker. But I will say this.
Tanisha.
Okay,
come
here. She is saying some good stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing I want to add to your point, Tanisha. You are responsible for your own happiness. You cannot put your happiness in anyone else. Will Smith said it. I heard him quote this. He said, he told Jada at one point, he said, Jada, I'm tired of trying to make you happy. You go make yourself happy and see if it's even possible. Sometimes that's what you need to do. Make yourself happy. And then, because you can't pour from an empty glass. Like, yep, I all the time. You have to make your glass has something in it before you can pour into anyone else.
Exactly.
So if you're happy, honey, he's not going to make you happy. She's not going to make you happy. Nobody's going to make you happy. Yep. Who are responsible for your own happiness, yep, and fulfillment. But go ahead, column Q.
And I just want to add this one last thing. If you're looking for people to love you the way you feel like you should be loved, you're going to be disappointed every single time.
Uh-oh, talk about it.
Nobody can give you that love the way you could give your love. I'm going to be honest with you. The relationship that I was in was the first time I ever been in a relationship where I never felt lonely. Why? Because I learned how to love myself and not make him accountable for filling in that void that I felt like he should have filled in. I had to learn how to fill that shit in for myself.
Okay. All right, Harlem. Oh, you sound like you had...
Sorry.
That was deep, man. Wow. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I'm trying to soak it all in.
But yeah, but like, seriously, you know, it's like, I understand. It's nothing wrong with wanting love. You know, I just want to throw that out there. But it's like when you make love as something is desperate to have, or you're like making someone accountable for filling in something you can't give yourself. That's not fair.
It's not fair at all to you or that person.
Correct. Because you're trying to make them feel like being with someone should be an enhancement.
Hello. Come on now.
Not something they have to feel in because you don't want to do it for yourself.
Okay. I feel like I'm in church and I ain't been to church in about.
And that's something that I had to learn. I really had to learn that. When I'm in a relationship, it should be an enhancement, not something that I need. Like I had, it was this one guy, he was like, you need a man. I said, no, I don't need one. I would like one, but I don't need one.
Come on now.
All right, Harlem Q.
See, you are preaching today, girl. That wine did something.
I know, why, girl. This wine got me on fire, child.
Fire. Yes. I want to go in there and go get my Bible and start looking at those scriptures, child.
It's back to that topic what we was talking about, like giving advice. People who've been through things, especially people who've been to jail, they've been through it. They can teach
right.
you
Absolutely. A few
things. So it's like you go through things so that you can help other people.
Come on now. Pull them out the fire. Go ahead.
Exactly. But however, if you go through stuff and you can't help people with shit, I'm going to be scratching my head.
You have to have takeaways and you have to have learning lessons. Is our lessons that you must, and if you don't pass, you're gonna take that thing again and again and again and again. So take heed and take notes.
You're right about that.
Facts.
Okay, so what are our takeaways, guys?
Okay, I could go first. Our takeaways is don't neglect yourself. Mm-hmm. Know that it is okay to be by yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you are single, it is not a disease. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing wrong with being single.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's nothing wrong with dating. But at the same time, date with a purpose and don't tolerate things that you know is not okay. Like, don't tell somebody it's okay when you know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And don't count people out because of their past, because, you know, people make mistakes.
Right. But
the day when you see people are really trying and they have a good head on their shoulders, they just, you know, made bad choices. Mm-hmm. When they, you know, in the past, you know, people deserve a break, because I know some people who went to jail and they done completely turned their life around. They're doing amazing.
Absolutely.
So that's my takeaways, Mitra.
So my takeaways are always love yourself first. Again, you can never pour from an empty cup, empty glass, whatever. You have to fulfill yourself first before you can ever make anyone else happy or fulfilled. So just make sure you're taking care of self, whether that's spa day, pedicure day, facial day, whatever you want to do. It's always good to spend time with self. And I tell my husband this sometimes. Sometimes I just want to be by myself. Sometimes I want to go here by myself without the kids, without you. It's just, I need that me time for me.
Yeah.
Hey, as well. Take time out for self sometimes.
Yep, absolutely.
You?
Awesome.
What are your takeaways, Harlem?
So my takeaways are, you guys need a male perspective now. my
takeaway is that
I got hit on it so much. Do not beat myself up about certain things because the body's perfect.
Right.
And everybody's situation is going to be different, and their circumstances are going to be different. So we can't look at other people's situation and say, "Well, mine's not going to work because they didn't work." No, it's not going to work like that, because my effort is going to be different from their effort and what they put in 110%.
Absolutely.
Right. For my married folks, there's always a chance. Everything's not going to be consistent, but as long as you're trying to be consistently working towards it, you can make it work.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep.
And for my single people, take care of you first. Right. Take care of you
Absolutely.
First. You're not gonna be able to take care of anybody else or have somebody take care of you if you don't know how to take care of self-care.
So
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, anytime. And and plug in your events that you have going on.
Yeah.
And how did they find you?
Okay. I put it on. So my Instagram is HarlemQ3 Instagram. My Facebook is BJ Harlem Q Davis. You can look me up all that TikTok, Harlem Q. It'll pop up. And definitely for my events and stuff going on, it's going to be broadcasted all over the place. But I have a pop-up in New York. If anybody in New York, August 6th, a pop-up at the Harlem Haberdashery. A lot of our stuff is going to be donated towards the Boys and Girls Club of Madison, in Harlem. So we definitely want to support that for the youth.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So y'all heard it. It came from him straight directly.
At his house. Thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you guys.
You are so welcome.
Appreciate
Thank
that. All right. Y'all take care.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read Volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is TENISHAP with a double E.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.